Let's talk to Tom, a Hart friend of the program. He joins us on the Loud Security Systems Newsmaker line. Fresh off a haircut, you show off, Tom Hart.
Yeah, they cut all of them. Wait, Roddy Piper's dead?
Yes, he's dead, Tom. Yes.
Shouldn't there be breaking news with this?
When did this happen? It's happened a while ago.
No, it's been quite some time.
It's unfortunately, there's a list in that business, Tom. Tom, let me ask. I don't want to look into your pocket, as we like to say. What that haircut cost you?
$25 with a $5 tip.
All right. How do you feel about it? Good job today?
I feel great.
Good work?
Yeah. I feel great. I'm really, you gave me some much needed but undeserved confidence.
Spiffy is what the look. I'd like a spiffy haircut. I want to ask you, what did you major in college? I think it was probably something communications driven, but what did you major in?
I majored in about four different things. At one point, it was hotel restaurant management. Communications for a little bit. I ended up with a degree in the much respected interdisciplinary studies in the arts and sciences.
You could be running a Howard Johnson's right now, Tom Hart.
I could. I was a bartender in college. That's where I really got my education.
Well, then you and I have that in common, because the guy who hired me said, if you forget you were a bartender, I will fire you immediately. So there is something to that. The reason I ask is we were talking about Rodrigo and those glasses. I wanted to know if you took any business classes. I could probably find those things on the cheap, the plastic version, for $1, $1.50. If you sold them for
$2. Yeah, the only question is, are they going to ship them from Japan to get them over here for a promotional day, or are you going to get them overnighted? Because you could buy them all and have them turned around really quickly.
And I just want to make $1, $1.50 on each, which I think the college kids would love to spend $3 on something and wear it into the building. I think it's a pretty good business model.
Listen, anybody who's been to a Georgia game, this kind of blew me away when I was there for, I think it was a Missouri game last year. I had them on the road this season, but haven't been there for a home game. The loudest ovation with the pregame introductions goes to Rodrigo. He's the kicker. I mean, it's amazing. I can't wait for these guys to be able to take advantage of their popularity and to be able to cash in, whether you're smart enough to have a patent pending on something or you just want to launch a GoFundMe and collect beer money. I don't care what it is. They're deserving, and they should be able to do it.
Provided, Tom, it meets the standards of the collegiate model.
Yeah, let's not have any recruiting advantages. What a crock. Everything they do is for recruiting advantages. You think Clemson would have an indoor pool if it wasn't for recruiting advantages? I mean, come on.
Yeah, how about when I love when the muckety-mucks, the suit wearers or the golf shirt wearers at a minimum, start talking about, well, we got to keep the playing field level. Have you not been to any campus where you go, they're not the same as them, who's not the same as them? There's never been a level playing field. Yeah.
The other crock is there's a lot of coaches that would like to speak out on this that won't, because they don't want to be deposed and be part of any sort of trial that will certainly come about in the next couple of years between the NCAA and the state of California or whomever. They don't want to be called to testify based on something they said to USA Today. So I get that part of it. But I was talking with John Calipari recently, and he said, man, there's so many things we can't even imagine. Cut it, dude. Like, it's your job to think of all the unintended consequences, because that's what you do every day to find advantages in recruiting. That's what Bear Bryant did when he started putting swimmers on scholarship. That's what Nick Saban did when he started hiring, 40 different analysts to boost their staff. It's all legal. You do it until it's illegal, but it's your job to find the unintended consequences so you can take advantage. Bill Belichick does it every single day.
Tom Hart with us from ESPN and the SEC Network on the Loud Security Systems Newsmaker line. What are your thoughts on Ohio State and Georgia? Way down the road, but this is pretty much what's going to happen every place now, because eventually you can't put the horse back in the barn. The playoff is going to expand. This is just the way it's going to be.
I love it. I love it. And I what I hope we get to is automatic berths for conference champions, which puts incredible weight on your regular season conference matchups, and at least three wild cards, which then puts weight in your non-conference schedule. And Scott Strickland's doing it down at Florida. Like, he is, identified this as an area that they need to improve their non-conference scheduling, and they're going to go find Power Fives. And it benefits, and I think you guys were talking about this earlier, kind of with the Boeheim rant. Listen, it doesn't just benefit your program in chasing down a national championship or having that opportunity. It also lifts the entire conference and lifts the TV money and therefore continues to fill your pockets. And let's also not be mistaken that second to TV money, ticket revenue is the second biggest source for income for all of these athletic departments. Nobody's showing up to see Northwestern State anymore. That's just people are done with that.
Well, two things, Tom. There'll never be 130 programs fighting for the same trophy. That's eventually going to go away because you can't keep up with the Joneses. It's impossible. Go fight for a real trophy. I don't know if it's 56 or 64, how many schools it's supposed to be. But by 2030, I know for a fact there are not going to be 130-plus schools all fighting for that one trophy.
Well, the challenge to that is going to be when an Appalachian State, in the Troy loss notwithstanding, but just using them as an example, they would have been in the running had they not been upset last Thursday night to grab the Group of Five berth into the New Year's Six. So if that Group of Five berth, instead of coming with the New Year's Six Bowl, and not that that payout isn't any, I mean, that's a significant payout for that program and their conference. If that comes with the Group of Five berth into an 18 playoff, then all of a sudden those teams that are right there on the edge are going to fight and claw to try and get that, because that's as hard as it would be to get, it's going to feel like winning the lottery. So there's going to be some mid-level programs that have to make tough decisions. And you don't have to go that far back to where, you know, there were MAC schools that would have been considered for this. You know, Northern Illinois had a nice two-year run, and they had some real talent. Bowling Green had some talent before Dino Babers left for Syracuse. So those opportunities are going to be there, and they're going to be forced with really tough decisions.
Tom, what do you got going on this weekend work-wise?
I got Kentucky Hoops tomorrow night on SEC Network, and then Saturday night Tennessee at Kentucky.
Then you also, I believe, are dipping into the Vince McMahon money, are you not?
I am, yeah. We just announced yesterday that I'll be with Pat McAfee and Joey Galloway on the Sunday ABC game for the XFL, and I'm really excited about it, but I'm not going to pretend to know exactly how everything's going to turn out, because it's going to be an adventure for sure.
There's a chance, you know, McAfee won't wear any pants into one of these broadcasts one day.
Strong chance. Yeah. Or sleeves.
Sleeves be damned. I think he's the second coming, really. He's Dick Vitale with biceps, and that's what football needs.
Well, it worked for basketball. Dick Vitale's the greatest ambassador for college basketball that college basketball has ever seen, and you can't even argue that. That's like, thank God for Dick Vitale in a lot of ways. He was the perfect guy to lead college basketball into the TV world.
You need something different. People are going to take notice, and they've taken notice of Pat McAfee, and they've taken notice of you, Tom Hart. You've done very well for yourself. We're very proud of you.
How much TV time do you get for this $25 you just spent?
Well, I was going to say, without Dick Vitale, I'd still be getting $8 haircuts. So, you know, thanks to him, right?
All right, Tom, get to work.
All right, boys. Appreciate it.
Hey, Tom.
Yeah, I will.
You'll have another job tomorrow. Do you know what it is? You want to break any news? Will you be getting another job tomorrow?
We'll see. If there's one out there, I'm a mercenary. I'll take it.
It is pretty amazing. You're doing basketball one night and doing football the next night. You got to do what you got to do. Wakeboarding, whatever it is, Tom Hart. That's why you're the best in the business. Tom Hart on the Loud Security Systems Newsmaker Line.